I want to thank you, Eric Rung. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Noted pet expert. I'm sorry, I got my inner Elvis going.
It happens. You can't help that. Don't fight it. Just live with it.
Noted pet expert, who we've known for a really long time.
Yeah, since he was a little boy.
No. I love it. We loved you. We still do.
Steve
Dale.
How much I used to enjoy Steve. Well, he's back. Steve,
yes.
A quick spoiler alert to those This Is Us fans, but I need your expert opinion. Quick spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you're not caught up on This Is Us, just turn your radio down for just a moment or two.
Okay.
Should Jack Pearson have gone back in?
It really depends on what his dog had to say about it.
Really?
Yes. I'm sorry. A pet is part of your family. And
cost him his life.
Well, listen, I'm not asking you. Anyone else who's listening, if your house is burning and you know your pet is in there, you have to make some kind of an effort. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it works both ways, you know. So I just did, it's funny you say this, because I just wrote a piece about, and it's a question I get asked a lot.
Should Jack Pearson have gone back in?
That's not the
question.
That's
not the question.
The question is, do our pets really love us?
It's a good question. What is your answer?
I mean, love
right.
us. What do you think?
I think, yes. Bill tends to think your dog's just happy to see you because they go, oh, there's the guy who feeds us. Tiki is not food motivated at all.
No.
He really.
But there's also just a recognition that I don't know is love so much as just recognition.
Well.
Right.
I see you every day and I'm like, oh, I know that guy.
But the licking of my face is what I think that's where it becomes an issue. Don't you, Steve? Be honest.
Well, all right, Bill. Let me ask you this
then. Yes.
So one of the definitions of love, and
yes.
I did look this stuff up, is the willingness to self-sacrifice, to, in other words, potentially give up your life for someone else's.
Yes.
A dog would do that.
Dogs do this all the time.
I mean, if
and
you're walking
too.
A dog, cats, if they feel like it.
Well, they do. There are instances of cats waking up someone at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
They've got a door. They can escape that fire. But instead, they go to the other room
That's
toward
true.
The fire to wake that person up. I don't think they're cognitively thinking, well, but if they die of smoke inhalation, I don't get fed tomorrow. I don't think that's it.
And you're walking a dog, and all of a sudden a coyote comes up. Tiki, like, turns into this...
Like a protector.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. You know, so... I'm not sure what the definition. Also, if you look it up, I forget the exact wording, but it's something to the effect of being overjoyed to see you. Well, go on YouTube, watch those videos, and I'm sure you have, of the soldiers that come back after being away, and the dogs greet them. It's not like they just went to the grocery store. These dogs, and the greeting, we don't even have a word in the English language, I don't think, to describe the pure joy that these dogs are expressing. Clearly, you don't have to know dog language at all. Mm. That's what these dogs are saying. So, I'm not sure about goldfish or pet snakes.
What about your bunny?
Yeah, we have a rabbit, Steve.
So there's a difference, I think, between bonding, perhaps.
Yeah.
The other thing is that dogs are hardwired to do this. They are hardwired to understand us. In fact, I think that dogs understand us better than we understand them.
Okay. If the Pearsons had a cat, should Jack have gone back in?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
What?
He says no.
But you said the cat will get out.
Well, not necessarily.
Although, if there's no window open, how's the cat getting out?
Yes, of course.
But you don't want to risk your life, and I mean this sincerely. I mean, it would be difficult if the house is completely engulfed in flames. No, I'm sorry. You wouldn't go back
in. Well, you can't physically do it at times, but if you have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going back in for my dogs.
All right.
But I think they would do the same for me.
Yep. All right.
Fair. I mean, they don't
on
have
a good
thumbs.
Day.
They know me, so maybe
right.
not.
What brings you in today, Steve? What did you want to discuss?
Oh, there are so many things to talk about. So one thing that's been in the news, actually, on TV and in the newspapers, is the Animal Welfare League of Chicago and Chicago Ridge. It means a lot. I mean, this facility is what they call an open intake facility. Thankfully, mm-hmm. they take anyone. So a dog or a cat, doesn't matter what the story is, they accept any animal anytime. Most facilities do not. There are only a handful in Chicago that do. So without them, we'd be in big trouble as a community. Chicago Animal Care and Control, the municipal facility, already, incidentally, as I speak, this is important to mention. I've not talked about this yet. They are right now overfilled with dogs. If you're thinking about getting a dog, or you know someone who is, because at some, I mean, the rescues are great. They come in and they do what they do. They take these animals out. But they're overfilled, and I don't know why. And, you know, people then say, well, those people at the Animal Care and Control, they're bad people, because then they don't want these dogs coming in either. And by law, they take them, and I'm glad they do. Mm-hmm. They've got it, you know, but the problem is on the other end, people are giving up these animals. And I can't explain why the numbers are so high right now. They are, and they need help. So Animal Welfare League, the problem is that the work they do is important, it's necessary, but they need to do it right. And several volunteers that once were volunteers, ex-volunteers and ex-employees got together and said, you know what, this is the situation there. And when they first said it, I didn't want to believe it myself. Mm-hmm. But then they showed me documentation, and I began to get phone calls from veterinarians that once worked there, from other directors of other animal shelters. And it's, when you read the black and white, or you see pictures, and I guess photos could be doctored, but you're getting them from all these different sources. Some are exceedingly credible sources, in that they're people you know that just want things to be better. And that's the thing. All of us just want things to be better at Animal Welfare League. So I believe, I hope they've begun to listen and pay attention.
I'm on their website right now, and it just breaks my heart. Why is every dog in the database pretty much a pit bull or pit bull mix?
I know. And same for Animal Care and Control. And travel anywhere in the country. So right now, according to the American Kennel Club, the most popular dog in America is the Labrador Retriever. When it comes to pedigree dogs, that's true. But in America, the all-American dog right now is the pit bull, or a dog you look at and you say, that's a pit bull, but really they're mixed breed dogs. Why is that? I don't know.
Is it because people, you know, get a pit bull as a status symbol and then realize they don't want the pit bull anymore?
Some.
Listen, there are mean pit bulls, and there are mean Rottweilers, and there are mean German Shepherds. It's not all about the breed.
Not at all about the breed. In fact, as I said, they're not pit bulls. They're mixed breed dogs that have a certain look about them. But they are I talked about that years ago, but I couldn't prove it. Well, now
The
scientists are proving it, because they do the genetic testing.
And Brian Bickle has his little, you know, dog calendar and trying to help get dogs.
Amanda Bickle do a great job. And there are lots of others like them that have these pit bull rescues out there. We need them, because there are just so many, and only a certain percent of people want, and people have a right to have whatever dog they want, but not everyone wants a dog that looks like a pit bull for a variety of different reasons.
We adopted the Singer pit bull for a while. We had him at the house.
I had Florida for a while.
Oh yeah, she's fun.
She's fun. God, we have to take a break.
We're at 312-981-7200. Give us a call. There's already people lined up to ask you questions, Steve. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is our guest. 312-981-7200. Back after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. You can find him at stevedalepetworld.com. I hear you every weekend on this very radio station.
Thank you.
Very early. When
very
are you
early.
On?
Sunday mornings at 6:30. Cat Stevens sang a song called I Love My Dog. It's one of my favorites.
I do like that song. Mm. Cat Stevens, you keep pushing me on trying to get a cat. Let's take a quick question,
sure.
And then we can talk cats. This is Bernie?
Yes.
Hi, Bernie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Did you have a question for Steve Dale?
Well, first I want to start saying that I had a pit bull for 12, 13 years. He was the warmest, most human animal we've ever had.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he just loved. But don't touch me.
Really?
Very protective.
Yeah.
Very protective, yes. And unfortunately, we had to put him to sleep about a month ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hate that. All right. Sorry for your poor puppy. But, Bernie, we don't have a lot of time here, so get to your question for Steve.
Question is, we have a new dog, beagle, about a year and a half old, has separation anxiety. Oh. Any good tip? Any good tip?
And if I may say, beagles are very loud, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one howls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you know the dog has separation anxiety? What do you think?
When my wife left, we had somebody here watching the dog just the other day. When she left the house, she just went all over, jumping. It took about an hour for her to calm down.
Okay. Well, if you have a dog that has a sugar level that isn't normal, the veterinarian will look at the blood work and say, this is diabetes. You need a veterinarian to diagnose that. Actually, separation anxiety is similar. And what you just told me isn't enough for me on the radio to say your dog certainly has separation anxiety. So sometimes dogs have just never been, particularly newly adopted dogs, they're uncomfortable. Yeah. They don't know their new surroundings. Or... a dog was never trained to be home alone. It doesn't mean the dog is in distress. The dog just doesn't know what to do home alone. If the dog is having accidents, maybe the dog isn't completely house trained. So you need to diagnose to ensure that it's separation anxiety, first of all. If it is separation anxiety, depending on how severe it is, there are all sorts of products that are available. And when it's very severe, anti-anxiety medication is the right thing to do. But you really need an absolute diagnosis. And in radio time, you and I can have a conversation. It would just take too long.
And you should visit your vet because they'd be able to help you a little better.
Yeah.
We just adopted her about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And yeah.
It's too fresh.
Yeah. Sometimes you're right, Wendy. Sometimes it takes dogs a while to settle in.
And she's starting to ask to go out, and it's good. And she's coming over to us now. So listen, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your
help. What's her name?
Missy.
Good luck with Missy, Bernie. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, honey. All right, guys.
Honey.
He called you honey. Aww. Steve, I just realized separation anxiety is what Wendy gets whenever you leave our show. She runs around the studio panting. And
I can't tell you how much I love dogs.
Well, I know you do.
I love all animals, but those dogs, those little faces.
I think it's in your genes. Your sister, too.
Yeah. She's a dog level. My mom, we all worked at Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mom and sister docented. They didn't even get paid for it. Mm-hmm. I needed the money.
Mm-hmm.
I took money. All right, real quickly, cats. What are we talking about?
The most exciting time. It is, and I gave you a booklet that's available free for people to download a PDF version. It is, are you ready? The 50th anniversary of the Win Feline Foundation. They do more. Woo! Yes.
I'm sorry.
Will is overjoyed.
I've never wished I had a trumpet more than just that moment. Yep.
Because this organization
50 years, Steve. Where does the time go?
I've been on their board for 13 years, actually. And
that's roughly 26% of it.
God. Yeah, I guess.
Thanks, Rain Man.
You're welcome.
Everything
Qantas never crashes.
Everything we know about cat health was once funded by the Win Feline Foundation. Everything from what cats eat to the vaccines they get to treatment for most things that cats unfortunately can have happen to them to the welfare of shelter cats to the welfare of cats that are outdoor cats, feral cats. All of this has been funded by the WIN, W-I-N-N, Feline Foundation. It is an amazing organization. I'm so proud to be on their board. But I want people to know more about this organization. And if you're a cat lover, you do need to learn more about it. Because I'll tell you, your cat has been touched every day in every way by the WIN Feline Foundation.
Wendy found a picture that's upsetting.
No, it isn't. It's just a very young Steve Dale with the Sphinx cat on your...
A Devon Rex.
Yeah,
which looks like a Sphinx.
Yeah, sort of. Your shoulder.
Yeah.
Planning to kill you.
That was... No, that was...
Oh, this is Ricky?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Piano playing cat.
Oh, that's right. This is a pretty amazing story.
Yeah. This cat once knocked WGN off the air, actually. Ricky played the piano.
Of course.
Yeah.
He did. I showed you a picture.
Yeah. Most cats do.
Yeah.
And this was before YouTube. Otherwise, Ricky most certainly would have been
a millionaire today.
Oh, gosh. Yes,
he would. Yeah.
And unfortunately, Ricky died of a very common heart disease in cats. So I set up a fund called the Ricky Fund. We've raised a lot of money and have learned a lot, but we're not there yet in solving the problem, which is where I'd like to see us be. So it's WINN Feline Foundation.org. But Ricky once knocked WGN off the air. So Ricky played the piano. So for radio, that kind of works.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So Ricky was on a bunch of shows here, including Steve and Johnny.
Uh-huh.
So Steve King, we know how amazing he is, right? So they're interviewing me, and Ricky plays his little concert, you know. And they're laughing. We're all having a good time. We go to commercials, come out of commercials, and Steve says, how did you teach your cat to play the piano? And we're talking, and Ricky's a very confident cat just walking around the studio and walks across the console. And in doing so, knocks the station off the air.
Oh, no.
And you saw, if you watched, you'd see the look of panic on my face, on Johnny's face. Steve very calmly hit this button, hit that button, hit that button. It seemed like 20 minutes.
But more it was like 20 seconds.
Not even, yeah. And we were back on. But
the yep. Ricky Fund. He's yep. He was very popular on Japanese TV, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, that's where I know him.
Was.
Steve, great to see you.
Thank you.
It's Steve Dale. Listen to Steve here on Sports Central. He's the co-host of Sports
sure,
Central.
Sure.
Where can people hear you?
On Sunday morning at 6:30, or go to my website. That's stevedale.tv.
Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Take a quick break, give you some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Yeah.